This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising North, East and West Summit in New Delhi a short while from now. The two-day event marks the culmination of various pre-summit activities such as series of roadshows and states roundtables, including ambassadors meet and bilateral chambers meet, organized by the central government with support from the state governments of the Northeast region. The third multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kannimudi Karunanidhi, which is a part of seven delegations under India's aggressive global campaign to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism, arrived in Moscow today. Talking to the media, Ms. Kannimudi Karunanidhi said Russia has been a strategic partner and both countries have always worked together on diplomatic issues and trade. Meanwhile, the multi-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha interacted with ambassadors and diplomats of Brazil, Australia, Colombia, Greece, South Korea and Japan. Global rating agency Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth potential by 0.2 percentage points to 6.4% over the next 5 years. The move comes following a sharper rise in the country's labor force participation rate in recent years. At the same time, the global rating agency has scaled down China's growth projection by 0.3 percentage points to 4.3% from 4.6% earlier. Government has constituted a special NIA court in Manipur for trial of cases related to ethnic violence. Union Home Ministry, in consultation with Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, designated a sessions court in Churachandpur district as special NIA court for the trial of cases investigated by National Investigation Agency. The notification said that the jurisdiction of the special court will extend throughout Manipur. Domestic benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened higher today amid mixed global cues as buying was seen in the FMCG, IT and auto sectors in the early morning trade. Sensex was up by 541 points at 81,493, while Nifty was up 175 points at 24,785 in the opening trade when reports last came in. The Trump administration has barred Howard University from taking international students. U.S. Department of Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem has written a letter to the Howard University in this regard. In the letter, Department of Homeland Secretary said this move will force existing students to transfer to other schools or lose their legal status. It said that the action should not surprise the university authorities as it was inevitable as the university failed to comply with the demands of U.S. government. The fifth round of indirect talks between the United States and Iran will take place in Rome today. The announcement was made by Foreign Minister of Oman, Saeed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud al-Busaidi. So far, four rounds of talks have been held, three in Muscat and one in Rome since April. The talks, aimed at reviving stalled diplomacy over Iran's nuclear program and U.S. sanctions, are being facilitated by Oman. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 this evening. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants recorded a 33-run win over table toppers Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. After being invited to bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 235 for 2 in stipulated 20 overs, with Mitchell Marsh's 117 off 64 balls and Nicholas Puran's unbeaten 56 off 27 balls. In reply, host Gujarat Titans were restricted to 202 runs. For Lucknow, William Arulke picked up 3 wickets, while Avesh Khan and Ayush Badoni each bagged 2 wickets. Mitchell Marsh was adjudged player of the match for his maiden IPL 100. With this, Lucknow gave a huge blow to Gujarat's top two hopes in the points table. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. The Met Department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic West Bengal and Gujarat over the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.